Uncle Max. There was a noise outside the house. An old car stopped with a bang and a big cloud of smoke. Bang! An odd-looking man got out. He had long white hair, a flowing blue cloak, and a big green hat. The man took out a huge case from the back of the car. "Who is he?" asked Biff. "He's got odd shoes." "He's my Uncle Max," said Dad. "I have not seen him since I was a little boy." "Is he a wizard?" "I have been in Peru and all over the place," said Uncle Max. "But now I'm back." "Nice to meet you," Uncle Max said to the children. "How do you do?" "May I stay with you for a day or two?" went on Uncle Max. "I won't be a nuisance." "Do we have room?"
How do you do?"
"Uncle Max has lots of cases," said Dad. "It may rain, so we need to get them inside. This way." Uncle Max had a parrot called Sue. "She's quite shy," said Uncle Max. "And she's quite rude," said Biff.
"He's potty!"
The children liked Uncle Max. He showed them a trick. He made a coin vanish.
"Fiddle diddle!"
"Look in your pockets," said Uncle Max.
"See, Kipper has it."
"How did he do it?"
Mum liked Uncle Max too. He made a big pot of stew for dinner.
"It looks yummy."
"It's made of dragons' tails and goblins' toes," said Uncle Max.
"He's fibbing!"
Uncle Max had a tale to tell. "Sit down and I will tell you about my escape from a snake," he said.
"He's fibbing again!"
"What a scene! I was in Peru when a giant snake slid out of a tree. Its coils wound round me," said Uncle Max. "But I knew the song of the snake, so I sang to it in a deep voice. The snake's coils unwound. Then it lay on the ground and went to sleep." "This is my ice cream machine," said Uncle Max.
"Put it in the shed."
"What kind of ice cream would you like? I can make red, pink, blue, or green."
"How about brown?"
The ice cream machine began to rattle and shake. There was a flash and a bang. The ice cream machine blew up.
"Ouch!
Look at my shed," said Dad. "What a mess!
Do you fancy hot black ice cream?"
said Uncle Max.
Well, he tried.
"Time to go," said Uncle Max. "I will come and stay again soon."
It was fun.